And yes, I'm sure we're going to get into our guided meditation in a little bit. We have 2 hours of fun, paranormal fun. We have a lot of talks about spirit, a lot of talks about what's going on in the dream world, a lot of what's going on energetically, actually. So I can't wait for that. Whew. So, I don't know. Yeah, we have a playlist coming up pretty soon. It's going to happen. And right now, I think you should really get cozy and get comfy for the guided meditation. Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready? Are you ready for the guided meditation? The purpose is to cleanse and clear for the rest of the day. Shake it off. Shake off everything you had from the rest of the week. Shake off everything. Just letting go. We're going to, for about about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to really get into feeling spirit. We're going to connect fully and completely. We are really, really just going to relax. And so if you've never done meditation before, again, I think it's good for me to refresh. It's always good to refresh and have a refresher, you know, because I do this every week. But if whoa. So yeah, I do this every week, and basically refreshing, you know, deep breaths, nice inhale, exhale. Just listen to the guided voice. You don't need to do much. Just relax. Just relax and be in the moment. Be in the beautiful, you know, comfort of the now. Nothing too crazy. And we're definitely, so before we start meditating, what we do is we're going to create an intention. And the intention will most definitely consist and be of what it is and feeling what we need for the day. And by this time, I'm feeling spirit, what is it that we need? Ooh, I love it. Gathering up tools and information to be in the now. Gathering up tools and information to be aligned and fall into the detachment of illusion.
Welcome to this guided sleep meditation.
Basically getting away from illusion and getting into the presence in terms of who we really are, what we really are, and just disconnecting from things we get caught up in every day. So anything from work-related issues, relationship-related issues, money-related issues, competition, feelings of unworthiness, negativity in the media, we're going to detach from that right now. So spirit, be with us. So if right now, if you could take a nice deep breath in and out. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out. It's very, very nice. Stay with me right now. Hold on. this moment. Just really, let's just take a moment to relax. And let's just get away from really needing to force anything, needing to force into feeling anything or being anything specific. Let's just be here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Sorry if it's taking so long. I just really, really want to get into the presence rather than just kind of talk and, you know, rush into trying to achieve something. I really want this to be an experience of connecting and feeling. Breathe. Spirit, and let's ground right now. Let's have roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Right now, you are reminded that every single day is a new beginning, and you are never the same person that you were yesterday or a minute ago. You're always changing. That's what's so great about engaging into spirituality and to meditation, is recognizing this reality that you are not attached to anything that anybody said about you, any labels, any kind of experience. You are just not attached to it. We are brand new in this world. This life is just a dream. Literally thinking about when we wake from our beautiful dream, when we cross over, we are going to say, oh, when it was just a dream. Whether it is good or whether it is bad, it's going to be an experience of where we understand that this is a dream. So understand, as we are coming into contact with what's real, this is all an illusion, a dream. But we come into contact to really observe and understand that we can create this the way that we want. What dream do you want to have? So life is about choosing what kind of dream you want. What kind of experience do you want? Do you want happiness? Do you want healing? Do you want to feel good? Do you want freedom? Do you want the power to be able to choose? Do you want to be the master of your mind? For those of you who are just joining, we're doing the guided meditation. So just be here. We're not rushing. We are not thinking about what others are thinking about us. We're not thinking about self-image right now. We're not thinking about the future of things we have to do. We're just here. We're just here in pure being, pure spirit. We embody this wonderful presence. We're just washing and cleansing every single thing, all the judgments, all the labels, all the demands, all the worries, because in reality, we are nothing more but a piece of this beautiful experience of life, of energy. You are not your jobs. You're not the role you play within family and friends. You're not the money. You're not the house. You're not any of these earthly things that we feel you need to obtain in order to maintain your existence or be alive or anything that may complete you as a human being. You are not these things. Again, remember, you yesterday is different than today. You are not the same person. We can alleviate worry, stress, guilt. Let's take away all the judgment. Let's take away everything we've done, everything we are not pleased with, everything we are unhappy with. We can take that away and we can step into the new brand new energy that's right now. See, right now we're healing. We are creating a healing energy and a healing vibration within ourselves and our realities. In and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Right now in this moment, we are conscious of the one presence, the one mind that is all in everything, the universe, and we're accessing this. We're being reminded right now about the abundance that's within us and how we are dispenser of infinite gifts and infinite love and infinite beauty. And we are this, and we can constantly give. And as we constantly give, we are open to constantly receiving. We are the energy and the light source of every single thing that feels good. Let's come into the now as our body is healing. Feel how your body is healing, rejuvenating, all, everything, one thing at a time. You are becoming brand new. You are free from any kind of worries and any kind of fears because you know that you are eternal being. You see, when we are aware that we are eternal being, what happens is that we do not get attached to things that we attain and things that we lose. We do not get attached from loss. We do not feel grieving and sadness from when something has to end and when something's over with, or what that person thinks of us, or what that person says about us, or their opinions, or the truth that they hold, that they believe about us. The truth is within ourselves, within our hearts, within our consciousness, and we know this. We know this divine truth. And if happiness is there within your heart, that is the leading sign that you are on the right track. If contentment is there in your heart, that is the sign you are on the right track. You need nothing else except for yourself to feel good. All judgments that come on from the outside mean nothing unless it is connected with a truth. But no matter what anyone says or anyone does to you, as long as you are grounded and solid in spirit, it can never affect you. So we come here, we take away everything that does not serve us, and we come in here and we feel rejuvenated, alive, free, and magical. You can feel the beautiful water from the earth and the rain and the recycled system that goes with the water that washes us and cleanses us. Right now, you're being cleansed. And you can see all your loved ones coming, lined up, coming here to cleanse you and wash you. Wash away all those things that don't serve you. They're washing you. And you can see the sunshine coming up from the surface and the sunshine coming from the horizons, because it is a brand new day. This brand new day is refreshing and rejuvenating you. You splash in this water and you play because you're free. You have no more baggages of things that we believe that are not of our highest good. We take away all those beliefs and we put in those magical beliefs. I am prosperity. I am good. I have more than enough. I am worthy and deserving of loving relationships. I am the beauty of the world. I am exactly who I want to be. I am a overflowing dispenser of abundance, wealth, and health. I have so much vitality. Say all these affirmations and you can feel the change coming in. Feel all these affirmations and you can feel the change coming forth right now in this moment. Feel how wonderful it feels to be alive. Feel that magnificent presence that is surrounding you right now and giving you all your brilliance and everything that you need through Source. We are cleansed and we are safe here. We are safe in this moment. We are brilliant. We have everything that we need. We are not lacking anything. You have all the tools that you need to create success. You have all the tools that you need to create abundance and shape your life to the better. There's nothing that you need to strive for or force. It's within you. Think about Dorothy and those red ruby slippers, and there's no place like home. She had those slippers on the whole time. She knew where home was the whole time, but she had to go through self-discovery in order to figure out that was within her. This is self-discovery, meditation, going in and connecting to the highest source is self-discovery. Take a nice deep breath in, exhale. And we say to you, Spirit, thank you. We say to you, Universe, thank you for this opportunity and thank you for this moment and thank you to everyone who is connecting right now, because it is unity consciousness that creates this change, and we are here in this change and we are going to have this change. Today is our day. The enlightened being today right now who is connected. This is our time and this is our world and this is our choice. See, we connecting everything together and we're gonna make this happen. Oh, the next time somebody hands you a beautiful gift and you get something for free from the universe, a gift, guess what? You accept that with open arms because you deserve it. You deserve every moment and every inch of it. You deserve every single opportunity and every single wonderful thing that comes your way and the love. Because you deserve it. Take a nice deep breath in, exhale. So as we come back, we say a brief goodbye to our spirits, but not for long, because they are going to be here with us for the next 2 hours. They're gonna be here with us for the next 2 hours, and they're going to be here guiding us and healing us. Let it be known and let it be said. Let everything be wonderful right now in this moment. Feel good, feel free. And when you're ready, please open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful participation you have with this meditation, because it truly is life transforming when we can take a second to do some self-care. It's very important that we are doing self-care for ourselves, and thank you for participating. So stay tuned for the next 2 hours. I'm gonna be talking about how Howard Hughes came in my dreams. Howard Hughes came in my dreams and the Bay City Rollers. I'm gonna be playing their music and music from The Business. They came in my dream too. I'm gonna be talking about that. It's gonna be a super fun show, super healing. And we're gonna put on our warrior outfits and our warrior clothes. And we are going to, today is the warrior energy. This is the warrior energy. And we are gonna cut through that illusion and get healed. It's all about that right now in this moment. Please be all about it. So we got lots more coming up with Paranormal Playground Sounds and the Boston Medium. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Woo! When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strained, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers.
remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet. but I'm in bed with a aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away, so I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I'm on the 12, I'm starting to drag. 15 to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. For the pairs, till it's a fix, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I'm on 12, I'm starting to drag. 15 to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Stop. minute you say you will and the next you won't. One minute you want me and the next you don't. You're turning me upside down, giving me the run around. Don't think that I don't know, I do. Don't think that I won't go, you watch me. It isn't out of the question. One minute you're kissing me, mistake of leading me on. You said, hey girl, that was wrong.
Yeah.
You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you liked that selection, that playlist going on there. I liked it. We had some Doors with People Are Strange, Hers, Speed Racer, Eddie Cochran, 20 Flight Rock, The Beach Boys with The Drive-In, The English Beat, Ranking Full Stop, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Out of the Question, The Dixie Cups, Going to the Chapel, and The Reverend Horton Heat with I Can't Surf. Yes, that is the ADD playlist. And, oh, if you heard me Saturday night, that was the extreme ADD playlist. Actually, that was like the ultimate ADD playlist. That was the mother load of all ADD playlists. Because I went from Punky Brewster to songs from Sister Act with nuns singing in the choir. You know, the movie with Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, man. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the soothing. I'm feeling the calmness. I'm getting healed. I hope you are. I hope you're getting something, you know. That's the whole point of this. Raising the vibrations, getting high with the frequencies, and exactly. Feel it, exactly. Go, exactly. I think it's time for our PSA of the hour. What do you think? You thinking? You thinking? Okay. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than three-fourths of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% of average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow. That is something to think about. Anyways. Anywhozles. So, guess who's my dream this week? Guess. Hey, you know Howard Hughes, the aviator. Bring the milk, bring the milk. Give me the blueprints, give me the blueprints. Wave the future, wave the future. Oh, so I call him my archangel because he's one of my most beloved archangels. I've made a lot of art from him. He's come in my dreams many times, many, many times, telling me messages. I grew up, you know, discovering him when I was younger, just really liking his work, loving his work. I saw him as an inspiration, basically, the way that he was an entrepreneur, tycoon, the way he just making films and making and flying airplanes. I just thought he was so fascinating. He is. He's extremely fascinating in my eyes. So it was the most amazing dream. So I had a dream I was going to flight school. Yeah, no, I'm not even joking. I was dreaming I was going to flight school, and I brought a whole poster board about Howard Hughes, and I was telling the whole class about it. Was a presentation, and I had cut out pictures of Howard Hughes and put them on a poster board, and this was my first day, and we were learning how to fly. So that says a lot about the dream in terms of the message, learning how to fly. His spirit, his guidance, helping me learn how to fly. And it's very important that we listen to all of our spirits. It's very important that we listen to all of our angels when they come in and they give us a message and they help us to really guide us and trying to tell us what's going on. Because sometimes, like for me, their messages are very straightforward and there's nothing really too intricate, and I can get them immediately. But like really with some people it's harder. So sometimes they'll come in, but some people won't really understand or get the significance, you know, because a lot of it is metaphors. A lot of it is using imageries, and they use things that only you would recognize so you can understand and translate the meaning of what they're trying to tell you. Because again, we're not dealing with this 3D world. We're dealing with a flow, a stream of consciousness where there's no frame, and that's the spirit world. See, here in this world, in the material world, there's a frame for everything. Everything is is organized. Everything is labeled. Everything is, you know, boxed. Everything has these things. And, you know, not to speak about it like that's bad, because the thing about it is that that's why it's like, for instance, it's like the ego. It's like basically life, yourself and your spirit is the expression and the manifestation of a masterpiece that you paint. And the painting, though, the canvas, the paint, the paintbrushes, that's like basically the frame for the material world. So that's the material world. You're the expression that comes out of it is you. So if you translate that to this, it's basically the same thing. We need all these things in order, or else we'd just be bouncing spirits everywhere and really not translating anything. So that we come back to this earth because we have something to communicate and something to, you know, express through art. So that's what it's about. We are just basically creating our artwork here, and we're playing. Sorry, I just felt really good, and I felt like a tingle of good sensations that came over me when I was talking. So basically, it's that concept. So the dreams that are coming in, they're always connecting and communicating at all times. And so we have to be open and receptive to receive the messages. We have to be open and receptive to see the love, to see the joy, to feel the good and be the good. So yeah, basically I'm in school right now. I'm in school with two people. I'm in school with Bruce Lee and I'm in school with Howard Hughes. So they're teaching me things. They're teaching me what they know. They're teaching me what they went through. And it's time to fly. It's time to go to aviation school, spiritual aviation school. So next time, you know, when you dream and you have a spirit in your dream, write it down. What happened? Write it down. What are they trying to tell you? Because I'm telling you, it's going to help if you write it down as opposed to if you just like think about it. Because when you write it down, it makes it more serious to the universe and it makes it more serious to the communication between them. They're seeing that you are connecting and that you're receiving what they're saying. So they're going to give you more information. I hope that makes sense to you. So, and it's that act of believing and that you're in tuned. So if I were you, I'd start getting down and writing down. Woo! I'm feeling a lot of surge of energy right now that's being released, and it's good because today's show I felt like I needed to release a lot of things, and spirit guided me. You know, every time I come here and we do the meditation, like what's the theme? What are we working on? And it was really letting go and releasing. And you know, I don't know if that was the theme last time. It could be. It doesn't matter. It could be three themes in a row. It could be four themes. It doesn't matter. It's whatever needs to happen. So that needed to happen. But it was really about detaching from illusion and being able to know who you are in this world without being kind of congested with other people's opinions and other people's thoughts and other people's, you know, beliefs and their truths, and being mindful that it doesn't go into your realm, because everybody has a truth and everybody has a right to express it. But at the same time, if it's something you're not meshing with or it's something that's not a truth to you, you do not have to take that in any way. And it doesn't mean that they're wrong and you're right. It just means that's not your reality. So you're living it. That's free will. It's free thinking. It's the independence of a free spirit. And we're here. We're doing that. We're doing that, America. Loving America. Loving it. Loving it. Raise your hand if you love America. I love America. I love America very, very much. I love the content of this beautiful energy of freedom that we are resonating in right now. And it's magical. It's beautiful. It's charming. It's everything. You are the light, America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you to everybody in service right now. You know, wow. I would really like to take more time to thank people who are in service, the women and men right now. Would really love to thank you guys for everything you're doing. Oh, my heart is just filled with gratitude as I come to think of this. Everyone who has sacrificed a part of their life, or in all the people who have actually their lives have been taken in order for people like me to be able to just be here and speak the truth and speak my truth, just talk about spirit on the radio. They, in my eyes, are the magical, are more magical than I am. I do believe that. I do believe in my eyes, they are of the essence of just the embodiment of heroes and heroines and people I aspire to be like. That's just, it's incredible what you guys do. And if anyone's listening, anyone who's veteran or anyone in service now, or anyone knows anyone who's crossed over, family members, service, thank you. Just deep down, thank you so much. And speaking of that, you know, I recently got a letter from my friend who passed on, Timmy. He was actually in the Army. He passed on. He was actually sick. He's been sick. He had been sick for a while, and he passed on a little bit unexpectedly, but he was sick, so it kind of wasn't. But we just didn't know he was going to go so quick. And so got a letter from, you know, his parents in the mail yesterday thanking me coming to the service. You know, those letters you get when you're getting thanked and you write in the mailing list for coming to the service. And I saw that and I was just like, it was very, I mean, of course it was sad, but at the same time it was beautiful. It's just like, look at all these angels and eternal life and belief in eternal life. And I just feel very, I'm just so honored that I knew him. And I feel honored knowing anyone who serves. So all the gratitude and love. Thank you. Thank you. Feels good to just be in the moment and get to gratitude and understand the things that really matter. You know, so many times we just go through our day and we're just getting angry at so many things. So many things. Angry to the, like, to the littlest things of being online and seeing what other people are doing. And or, like, you know, I've seen people, like, piss because they don't have that life that other person has on social media, but it's like, it's social media, that nothing's real there. Like, just focus on you. Or comparing, you know, I've noticed sometimes, like in the beginning of the summer, I remember a lot of as a woman, you notice a lot of other women, their insecurities start coming out because they've been fully clothed the whole year. And when it's warm out and finally, you know, girls, you know, they come, they're looking nice and they have, you know, they're wearing their nice, cute summer outfits. And then, you know, it's so funny. I've noticed, you know, they're all looking at each other, like staring each other down. And, you know, as I noticed this, like I was always trying to maintain and hold happiness and joy in my heart and send that to them instead of sending, you know, comparison of, oh, I don't look like that, or that doesn't look like me, or comparing to things on the internet or things in the media. And it's crazy. So it's like just little things like that, like envy and jealousy of what others have and what you don't have. You know, it's like the most horrible stress, that is the most confined illusion you could ever get sucked into. So it's just things like that, like, you know, having to deal with other people and getting mixed up with other people's anger or other people's unhappiness. Don't let yourself go there. If you're going on down, if you are going through your day, like say you have to take public transportation or you're waiting in a store. I mean, it's the city. Things are congested. People are everywhere. So, you know, and you're just kind of caught up where everybody just has this same demeanor. You don't have to have that. You don't have to be that. Be your truth and be your happiness, because you are the light that makes that difference. So if you are in an area and, you know, it's, don't conform to it, you know, be happy, smile, love, send loving, send grace, just send that positivity wherever you go. Be that, because you are free. We are in freedom. As much as we want to believe that we're not, we're free. you know, we can really go into it and be like, because I don't have this, because I don't have that. The color of my skin enables me to do this. The color of my skin enables me to do that. It's because of my background, because of this. Yeah, we could really, I mean, talk about that all day, about why that's keeping us from doing something. But at really, really, when you go down deep, 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 I mean, yes, there is such thing as other people being more privileged. Of course, that is not an illusion. But there's no such thing as you creating magic to be able to have exactly what that person of privilege has and get there at the same pace. It's called magic, and we must use it. We must start to use that right now, right here in this beautiful, beautiful, prosperous country. This magical country that I love so dearly. Wow, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. No, I am. I'm feeling a lot, and it's good. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you so much. So you are listening to, this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm your host, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah. We got a awesome, awesome, awesome playlist coming up. Again, we got some Bay City Rollers ahead of you. Some business. And the theme was Saturday. They came into my dreams and it was the songs about Saturday. So I'm going to play them. It's just a flow. It's just a flow. We don't move from the flow. We just don't do it. It just doesn't be done. Stay tuned, Medford, Boston, Cambridge. And I know you can hear it at Cambridge. I've heard the station clear in Cambridge. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Love it. Whoo! Here's the Beach Boys with Little Honda.
I wanna